Good morning, everyone. This is Marla Williams of Love Living Life as part of Lift Your Spirits Radio. And you just heard a little bit of music from CC James, one of my favorite local artists, and it's the song Grateful. This past week has, or past few weeks, have been pretty amazing for me. I've had some great new experiences, and I wanted to share some of them with you. First of all, last Saturday, I have to tell you, I have a local favorite place that I love to go. It's an organic blueberry farm called Hazel Blue Acres, and it's up in kind of Savannah, Arlington area, and it's amazing. But we went and we picked over 60 pounds of blueberries in just over an hour with two of us working, because those blueberries, you kind of take your fingers through them and they just fall into your bucket. And so you walk away with just gold. It's just wonderful. And it's really, really calming, great family activity. So if anybody loves blueberries, check out Hazel Blue Acres up in Arlington. The next very cool thing that happened is last Friday, I was gifted by a friend for my birthday, a massage at the Camino Island Day Spa. And I purchased the Day of Bliss package. And I got to tell you, I felt so amazing spending like 4 hours in the salon getting amazing treatments. And Robin, the owner of Camino Island Day Spa, did this really new, unique treatment on me that's called a vibrational energy balancing. And she uses tuning forks, and your body just vibrates with energy from this experience. And she goes through and kind of balances your energy system in your body. So starts at the head and works her way down through your chakras and through your body. And I have to tell you, if you have never done anything like this, I highly recommend that you go see Robin at the Camino Island Day Spa and get this experience. She, for the month of August, is actually offering a 5% discount on her Bliss packages, which is what I signed up for, but then I added on the vibrational healing. But anyway, recommend that. But the biggest thing, have you ever had an experience where you wanted to get on the top of the mountain and just shout to the world about how amazing something was? Well, I had that this last week too. And that is who my guest is today, because I went and had what's called a brain integration technique done on me by my guest, and it was eye-opening, life-changing. I've had my son, my husband, all my friends that I'm recommending to go see her, all having amazing results. So let me take a moment and introduce to you Kim Kobayashi of A Bit Better Brain. So welcome, Kim, to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really, really happy to have you. I have to tell you that I was so excited to have you on the show, because what you do is game changing, is life changing. Mm-hmm. For people that may not have a lot of health issues. You just kind of get a reboot. You feel better. You have more energy, right?
Mm-hmm, but then, exactly.
Then there's people that have more traumatic things going on in their body. And you can make a difference for them too. And to me, that's just outstanding. So why don't we take a minute and talk about what brain integration technique is in general terms, so we're not, you know, leaving the audience behind in too many complicated terms. But
So we'll start from the beginning. We all encounter life. Life hits us all in different ways. And life starts when you're in the womb. And so that baby even feels what's happening with mom. And in those early years, when the brain is still developing, especially the logic part of the brain, whenever a stress happens, and that can be anything like fear or sickness or emotions going on in the house, and the baby brain doesn't know what to do with that, that stress has to be stored somewhere if it can't be worked out rationally. And so that stress is usually stored, usually in the side of the brain that is predominantly logic functions. And so when the child gets to be 5 or 6, and that logic is supposed to be bringing order to the chaos of the gestalt, you know, there's some roads blocked. that stress has shut down some pathways. It's like trees falling over the roads, or maybe the river's gotten kind of blocked up by stuff. And that happens in the brain. And so you have a child who is obviously bright, but they can't learn to read the word cat if their life depended on it, or they can't sit still in class, or they're having trouble with all these logic things they have to do, like learn how to count, learn how to spell your name, follow directions. And so brain integration goes through step-by-step, kind of dialing into different pathways in the brain that are essential for functioning normally and efficiently. And I find out, is this blocked up? Are there trees down in this pathway? And I use applied kinesiology, which in simple terms is muscle testing, to find out if the energy is flowing or not. If it's not, I turn it back on. It's like turning on the circuit breakers, finding all the ones that are off, going through and turning them on. And it just restores the brain's ability to function how it was designed to function.
So the way I think about this, and correct me if I'm wrong,
sure,
but it's all, so your brain is a lot of neurons moving back and forth on little highways.
Billions,
Yeah, and those little highways get blocked and you're picking it up through muscle testing, but you also can feel pulses on whether or not there's like a blood flow or a energy moving through there. I think you can feel it because you're kind of using acupuncture or acupressure points too, right?
Well, I often show the sheet of paper to people and say, see, look, it looks almost like a math problem. But what that's my cheat sheet, and it's telling me what to do with my hands and my body and where to touch gently, just a light touch quickly on the person. And yeah, I touch points along the Chinese meridians that activate frequencies in the brain. So that's how I kind of dial in. And then to turn on the switch, if you will, I hold gently a pulse point, which could be the forehead or the top of the head. And I wait until I feel a pulse in my hand. And what that's telling me is, okay, energy's flowing again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's different pulse points on the body, but it's just easy to hold the head.
To hold the head. Yes. So I have to tell you my experience with that. So what she just described, I actually physically felt. So I was trained as an energy coach. So I feel energy in my body. I know when my energy is down. And if you think about your life, you're often maybe saying, oh, I don't have energy today, or he's sure got a lot of energy. So we all talk about energy. We just all don't connect to the concept that is actually flowing through our body. Well, I'm tuned into my energy. And when I'm on the table with her and she's touching, and I go, wow, I can feel all my energy running down the left side, but the right side isn't. And she touched somewhere and did her activation, and all of a sudden I felt so whoosh, and I felt the energy down my right side, both sides working together. And I felt like it was getting reconnected. And for me to physically feel what she says she does, because I don't think most people would actually connect with that feeling like I did, unless you're really into energy and understanding, I was blown away. I went, it feels like both sides of my body are working together now. And the results I personally got, I had more energy. I had a clear mind. You know, I didn't have a lot that I needed to work on, but my memory, my focus, my organization, all of those things came into better focus per se, or better light. I mean, it was amazing. So then I go, oh, you have to work on my husband. So she did. And he had some back pain and some other things going on. And so it's not just your head and making it work better. It's your body and making it work better. Cause he had some lower back pain and some things going on. And a lot of that got released through this technique. He was like going, and she could pick it up in the room where she could just see clarity or cadence coming into him. He walked out. I was in the car waiting, and he came out, and his energy, because people kind of carry an energy, was so amazing. It's like he felt lighter than he had in a long time. Mm-hmm. And he also has slept better. He has, what else did he tell me? He's just warmer and kinder. And because I think there's no pain and there's no blocks. And so he just feels better overall. And then I had another member of my family go through the thing, and he immediately felt more relaxed. He goes, it's like going to an acupuncture appointment. We had an acupuncturist who was amazing and just put you into la la land. He goes, I felt so relaxed and so calm. But his personality, he's got an intense personality, but he calmed, he was happier, he was more conversive, just saw all kinds of great things happening. So I got to tell you, anybody and everybody that I know, I'm going to shout from the mountaintops that this is an amazing technique that people need to know about. People need to experience it. It was just unbelievable. It's been a great gift to me, my family. Kim, I can't thank you enough. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was so thrilled to have you on the show and have you share your gifts with the world that's listening. Because you are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. I think I'll probably listen to this radio program over and over. Yes, I love working with people like you, especially who are really tuned into your own body, because I know this stuff works, but when I have someone on the table who's feeling it and they describe it back to me, it's like, oh, that's so cool. You know, I mean, I've been doing this, but I still do little dances of joy when something works and I see the change. And I'm so, so happy that your family is feeling a difference. That's always so encouraging to me. So awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Not at all. So let's talk about, we'll get into more details and tell some stories in the next couple of segments, but for the next few minutes, let's just talk about a lot of the things that this technique works for. Okay. Like for instance, we know dyslexia is one. ADHD. So just talk through some of the.
What's interesting, just kind of a side note, we've had to, because learning difficulties aren't fully understood, we've kind of categorized them and called them by different names. But really what's happening is when a person's brain isn't functioning the way it's supposed to, they can have a whole mix of symptoms. Somebody can have ADD symptoms, but they have a little bit of dyslexia symptoms, or a lot of ADHD, but no dyslexia symptoms. You can have, so some of the things that become easier are like processing. An example of that is that you tell your child, okay, breakfast is on the table. When you're done, I want you to go grab your coat and your lunch bag and let's get out to the car. Maybe they make it to the table. But beyond that, it's like, whoosh, it's like, how hard is that? How about short-term memory or visual memory problems? That shows up when you're trying to teach a child to read and you painstakingly help them sound out the word cat, k-a-t, cat, okay, cat. And then they read like a paragraph, they come to that same word and they can't read it. It's like, you just learned the freaking word. We can't see what's going on in the brain, but they just don't have access to that visual memory. I've worked with people who, let's say I'll start with the youngest. I was able to work with a little girl who is autistic. That was really interesting. I've worked with somebody who had cerebral palsy. That was very interesting.
And you made progress with each of these, right?
Yes. Yeah. And in those extreme cases, you know, of course, there wasn't a miracle, like all of a sudden they're fully functioning normal, but there was enough, it was significant for them. I've worked with a ton of school-age kids who have had trouble reading, memorizing, sitting still in class. They have emotional swings. They get angry a lot. They're depressed. There's anxiety. I've worked with people recovering from concussions, sports injuries, strokes. Emotional trauma, divorce, emotional breakdown, other stresses, job loss. Some people, adults, have come to me and saying, you know, I don't notice a whole lot wrong, but I'd sure like to be on top of my game. Mm-hmm. You know, like a CEO of a company, like I really just need to function better. And let's see.
There are tons and tons of testimonials on Kim's website. It's called abitbetterbrain.com. And many of these examples are people who have actually kids that have gone from D's and F's to A's, right?
Yes. Yes.
To, you know, kids that are hyperactive and having problems focusing and doing things to be more calm. Mm-hmm. CEOs who feel like they're now on top of their game. I have a friend who I walk with and she goes, I'm going to go just to get a tune-up, you know, make sure everything's connected. And so there's just so many opportunities for people to make their life that much better. And you just don't realize it. You just don't realize it until you actually get reconnected, like I just did. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And to feel that much better when you didn't think you felt that bad.
Right. I had to go through the brain integration process myself before I could become a practitioner. And I didn't have any learning issues or anything, you know, going into it. And so it was kind of, I was like, well, what am I going to notice? And it was kind of funny because at that time I was assisting a friend of mine who had a kind of a mentorship program, and I would show up and I'd be a little bit nervous because she would say, okay, I need 12 copies of this and 7 copies of this, but these things need to be collated. And then could you just print off something over here? And I literally had to write it down. And then I had this anxiety that I wasn't going to know how to use her computer or printer, and I would have to interrupt her in class, which sometimes I did. But after brain integration, the first time I walked into that, I stood there calmly and confidently and listened to all of her to-do list for me, and I did it. And I sat down for everyone out there, okay, I'm a boomer, and so working on the computer is not second nature. I sat down at her computer, which wasn't the same kind as mine, and figured it out. And that was a huge win for me. I could look at a phone number, 10-digit number, and remember it as I walked across the room and wrote it down somewhere else.
Okay. It is time for us to go to break. This is Marla Williams on KKNW 1150 AM, and we'll be right back.
Our Energy Matters Tip of the Week with Dina Marie. What are you focusing on? What are your thoughts? What are the things that go through your head during the day? Watch them. That's the energy tip of the week, is just to watch the thoughts that go through your head. If the thoughts you're thinking feel good to your body, then keep thinking them. If you start to feel anxious or worried, or you start to feel fearful, those are the kind of thoughts you want to say thank you, but no thank you. You can walk away from thoughts. That's the only thing you really do have control over, is the things you think. So this week, watch your thoughts. And if it's thinking something negative, change your tune. Think of something positive. And it's not just positive, it's something that feels good to your heart. So you can even practice right now. Think about something that makes your heart feel anxious, or you could think of something beautiful that's going on in the world that you have control over. So this week, our Energy Matters tip of the week is to just focus on what you're thinking. Make it a good one.
Enjoy a day of rejuvenation and bliss at the Kameno Island Day Spa, a sanctuary for healing and wellness. Select one of our bliss packages or customize your day, choosing from massage, facials, reflexology, or our vibrational energy balancing treatment. Your session will be customized to meet your needs, body, soul, and spirit. Visit the Kameno Island Day Spa on Facebook and discover their current specials and plan your tranquil day away.
Lift your spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Is ADHD or dyslexia holding you or someone you love back? Do you struggle to organize, process information, concentrate, or even remember things? Or has a brain injury impacted your life? At A Bit Better Brain, we have a simple, fast, and natural solution. The Brain Integration Technique clears the blocked pathways in your brain so you can live life unhindered. Visit abitbetterbrain.com to hear real stories of real transformation. That's abitbetterbrain.com.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
I can sing. Oh, now won't you sing with me? So grateful. I'm so grateful.
And I am grateful. That was Cece James, local artist. You're back with Marla Williams of Love Living Life on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And my guest today, Kim Kobayashi, is a game changer, a life changer. So Kim, welcome back.
Thank you.
We were talking about your brain integration techniques and the types of things it can be used on, and it's wide ranging.
Yes.
Anything from physical, mental disabilities, kind of through just depression or frustration,
right,
or want more clarity and focus. So what, right, I want to do is I actually want you to share some stories of,
okay,
some of the success stories that you've had with different clients. And I want to start with the one that I was most blown away by.
Okay.
And this is on A Bit Better Brain Facebook page. If you want to go to this and listen, I think the name was Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a gentleman who was driving, I think he was in a pickup truck or something, a big truck, got ran, mm-hmm, over by a semi,
mm-hmm,
and crushed the truck and caused traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
And he went through a lot in the hospital and years working with the doctors, trying to get basic functions back that weren't coming back. And they pretty much told him that's how your life is going to be. And,
yeah,
I think some of the things were his eyes would jump. They wouldn't, mm-hmm, track normally. I think he had ringing in the ears, lost smell, physical pain, other things like this testimony. And he just talks from his heart. He's from Montana, just like a guy, like your neighbor that you can't help but love. And you listen to this guy talk and you're just like going, whoa. So through your technique, tell me some of his.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Tyler, and I have full permission to use his story, post his video. He was so amazing. Yeah, we were in Montana and I had the opportunity to work with him over a 4-day span. And like you said, he was in a terrible car accident, broke his back, some vertebrae in a couple places. And the doctors told his folks like, oh yeah, cognitively, he's not going to be able to function really where he should be. So he had experienced lots of pain, like you said, lots of symptoms. And the doctors said, you know, drugs, pretty much that's the best we can do for you. So he actually began kind of a healing journey himself, just searching what will make me feel better. He began that process of getting really in tune with his body. So when I first met him, he was already doing like yoga and breathing. But when I saw him, I can tell, so his posture was, if you stand and you, as if you're cold and your arms are straight down to your side, like you're kind of trying to make yourself small, that's kind of how he would stand. Mm. And then his eyes had that look like, I'm trying really hard to figure out what's going on here. Mm. And when we were conversing, I tend to be funny and make jokes. I realized he's not getting anything. Okay, so I'm quitting that. Okay, let's be serious, Kim, now. What was cool is that we would do a session, and then he was living there. We were staying with his folks. I would see him regularly. So he came in like after the first session, and I'm like, he looks different. I mean, his face physically looked different. And he said, this is so weird. Like all the lymph is draining from my neck and my head, from all these places. I mean, even my pores are oozing. It's like things were flowing in his body. And
wow.
Then,
and they had been blocked in there, and
yeah,
you opened something up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then after another day, his back pain was easing. And that's, I do something called muscle reactivation, but it uses the same techniques, but I was trying to work on his back for him. And then, but I decided there's so many things going on, but I'm going to stick with the brain integration protocol because it all starts with the brain. And that was just so miraculous to me to see when I do the same protocol with everybody, but with him, it just had a cascade effect. I mean, he became clearer. His face was relaxed. He could read by the last day, his arms were out. His face, he was smiling. He literally was coming alive. And it was beautiful. And then we've kept in touch, and he's a learner. I mean, he has been voraciously reading and studying, and nice. Just very exciting.
So in his video testimony, he talked about how he went from not being able, his eyes not tracking, to be able to focus, and he hit the best straight golf thing.
All
he
right.
says, you know, it's like the fishing stories, the golf story.
Yes.
I believe it, a straight yeah. golf shot. His ears ringing in his ears. One of my favorite things, he's going, I'm driving along and all of a sudden I smell cows, and I come around the corner and there's this field of cows, and he goes, oh my God, I can smell, because he hadn't been smelling, I don't know for how long, but he didn't have the sense of smell. And all of a sudden he smelled cows. So that connection to that nose was part of it. And so the things that happen, and we have no idea that these little circuits and all these things are happening in our brain, and with little touches and little movements with somebody that knows what they're doing, like you, they can be reconnected. And people can have relief from things they're suffering from, whether it's loss of smell, you know, ringing in the ears, headaches, depression, you know, and then the more serious things, autism, Asperger's, cerebral palsy, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so let's talk some more stories. Let's share some more stories.
Okay, well, one story I love to tell, it's one of my very first clients. It was over about a year span, and I've been in touch with them, you know, over the years. But this gal came to me, she was 15, and she was flunking. I mean, literally flunking. I'm a homeschool mom. So I'm like, so you mean she was getting C's? No, Kim, she was flunking. And every night was a 4-hour struggle to get her through homework, and it would end in tears every night. So when she came, she had given up on herself, on school, everything. And so we pumped it out in a weekend because they were from out of town. And then what happened was the communication with her mom. A few days later, mom texted and said, I don't know what you did, but she's cleaning her room nonstop. And by the way, I've had many clients do that, adults to children. And my guess is that, well, for the first time in their life, their brain is organized. And so now they can move into their environment and organize it. And then a few weeks later, her mom is like, wow, it's so exciting. She's getting D's. And I said, is that good? She goes, yes, that's great. She's doing her homework. And then I was able to go visit them, and I did a tune-up with her, and mom wanted other family members worked on, but the girl looked bright. Her eyes were bright. Her posture was different, upright. And this girl's a hard worker. She put the work in. She's an athlete, and she knew she had to work, but she was doing really well. And then fast forward, so to the end of the school year, and she has gone from F's to making all A's and one B. And it was
unbelievable.
And
because her brain's working right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we think our kids are messing around and don't care. It's not them. It's not their fault. They're not purposely saying, I'm going to flunk, or I want to flunk, or I want to do bad. These kids can't put it together because their brain isn't connected right because of whatever happened when they were in the womb or when they were young, what they experienced, whether it was in the home or outside the home. And you reconnect this. And so you can take kids from a depressed state who are not feeling good enough about themselves because they suffer like that, into a state where they are happy and amazing and love life again, love living life, and not just suffering and not knowing what's wrong with them.
Right. Learning is meant to be a pleasurable thing. I mean, that's how we grow. That's how we enjoy life. That's the human body and mind is made to learn. And you said something that is a really good point. We as adults don't recognize signs that something is wrong in the brain. Something. So as a parent or even a teacher or an adult, if you find yourself thinking or even saying to a child, you're just lazy. Why don't you follow my directions? Sit up when you're doing your homework, you know, because you see a child leaning on their desk and their head, their hand is across their forehead and their head is sideways, kind of like you got a headache and I'm just leaning there. Their body intuitively knows that when you put that hand to your forehead, you're stimulating energy in the frontal part of the brain. Their body's trying to help them, but they just can't. And it just breaks my heart.
Let me tell you, it's not just kids. There are people that have grown up and adapted, adults out there, parents, yes. People listening to this show. You've gone through life adapting and figuring out workarounds.
Right,
and
exactly.
What this does is reconnect it. So, but it's almost like foreign to you to think that there could be something disconnected.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You've built up a way to compensate, a way yeah. to work around it. And that's why these CEOs come in and get great results, because they're compensating and all of a sudden they don't have to as much. Because they have better focus, better yeah. organization, yeah. better clarity, better energy. Because your energy, what I notice with me is your energy does improve. And I have mm-hmm. good energy, but mm-hmm. I can feel, yeah. and you did something else on just my head. I felt my body doing that swoosh and the two yeah. sides connecting, but I also felt it in my brain.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. cool. What did I have disconnected? What was yeah. wrong? But it doesn't yeah. matter. It's not your fault. It's not your thing.
Right. And thank you for, yeah, adults, what I want to say to everyone out there, that this has nothing to do with intelligence. Mm-hmm. People who have blockages in their brain, they start, like say children start noticing, they know innately that they're intelligent, but things are just so hard. And they're like, why is it taking me so much time? And why do I have to work 10 times harder than someone else over there? Mm-hmm. And eventually there comes a point where it's like, you know, are you going to be resilient and figure out a way to get around it? Or are you going to start acting out and figure, well, I'm a loser, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess I just can't.
Yeah.
And it's very sad. And so I want to reach children, help children while they're kids so that they don't have to go through life struggling. And
And not that I want to go into a negative topic, but depression is big in our world today. And often kids are depressed, not because they don't feel good about themselves. And often that's mm-hmm. because of some of these underlying non-connection yeah. issues that
right.
if we can reconnect those things and get them to a point where everything's easier and mm-hmm. everything feels more connected, they can pull out of depressions. They can pull out of, you know, not loving life and not wanting to be around. There's so much today.
They can experience success.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's share another story.
Okay. Let's see. Here's just a real short one. I worked with one little boy he had been struggling in school. Interestingly enough, he's a twin. So that's fun to compare. And so he was the twin who was struggling. And so I did the brain integration. And next morning, his mother called and she was crying.
Oh, dear.
And she wanted to talk about him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what happened? What did I do? She goes, his handwriting had changed overnight.
Wow.
To be clear, he wrote a note to his sister, and mom even thought maybe the sister wrote it, but that would be stupid. Why would she write a note to herself and pretend it was from her brother? You know, no sense.
Yeah.
But that's how dramatically different it was, that the mom couldn't wrap her head around it.
Unbelievable.
Funny enough, the other twin then wanted brain integration because he didn't like being number two now.
I love it. We're all probably everything came easy to him. Oh, you know, gosh, I betcha this would even help athletic kids. I'm just thinking through this.
Oh, yeah,
kids
definitely.
That not feel as athletic or talented or whatever might help them feel better on the field.
One of my colleagues, when she went after our training, she went home and we all worked on our children were our guinea pigs. She worked on her son who played basketball, but wasn't that great. And after brain integration, for the first time, he was able to run and dribble the ball at the same time. That was a huge win for him.
So it's reconnecting body parts in a sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, and then for me, one of the other things that happened was I went bowling with some girlfriends. Now, I had not been bowling for 10 years. And so you don't just improve straight, you know, vicariously or whatever. But I started bowling and I was getting strike after strike after strike. I'm like, what is this magic? And I thought the only thing it could be is that I had brain integration done. And so my eye, hand, body coordination was in line.
And that kind of goes along with what Tyler said on his golf shot. He never hit so far or so long or so straight that it made
Even
a
his
difference.
Brother was shocked. So, and the brain integration goes through a whole, we connect all the major pathways across the corpus callosum between the right and the left. There's pathways that go within each hemisphere. And this is sort of a pet peeve on the social media. It's always like, take this test and see if you're right brain or left brain. And like, the whole brain is working. You never operate out of just one hemisphere unless you've had the other one removed. And so it's just, it's miraculous and it works all together. I know it. And I'm losing track of what I'm saying. I need to work on myself here, but systematically I go through and connect all those major connections and then all the processing points that, you know, help you deal with language and expression and understanding. And then we go into visual, auditory.
So we're going to follow up with that just after break. You're listening to Marla Williams on Love Living Life with Kim from A Bit Better Brain. And we'll be right back after this break.
Morning dew. So grateful for the sun and moon. Grateful for another day. I fall down to my knees in praise. So grateful.
In these changing times, it's the perfect opportunity to learn new techniques that can bring calm back into your being. If you are ready to love living life, read Marla Williams' new book, The Being Zone. It will become your guidebook for creating the life you always dreamed of. Learn more about her book and online training program at thebeingzone.com. I invite you to tune into Lift Your Spirits Radio on the first Friday of the month for Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Call in for free coaching advice that is guaranteed to lift your spirits.
Do you need to lift your spirits this summer? If so, come to the Ocean Shores Body and Soul Festival, Saturday, August 28th and Sunday the 29th. It'll be a great weekend to escape to the beach. There will be classes offered both days, intuitive readers, artisans, and health providers. The Ocean Shores Body and Soul Festival will be happening at the Ocean Shores Convention Center. We'll be open that weekend 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and admission is free. The festival will be taking donations for Green Harbor, a group who is dedicated to keeping our beaches clean. Hope to see you there. Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kassara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
So grateful, I'm so grateful.
Welcome back. You're listening to Marla Williams with Love Living Life, and my guest, Kim from A Bit Better Brain, is talking to us today and is about to change some real lives. So listen in, and we're going to tell some more stories.
Right. Thank you. I realize, yeah, I could talk for a really long time, all the stories. I think where we just ended, I was just saying how the brain integration goes through kind of comprehensive, from processing all the way to balance, physical balance, visual integration, auditory integration. You're going to say something?
Yeah. Balance. That's another thing that improved with my husband and myself is balance. And that's a lot of us, as you get older, you lose balance. And so,
Things happen to your back. Or a friend of mine, we did the brain integration with her. She's a little bit older than me, but she had had a stroke 10 years previous. And so she would walk with kind of a shuffle, little steps, always kind of looking down. And her speech was pretty good. But when we did the brain integration, her speech really cleared up because I was able to do muscle reactivation with her tongue. And her balance improved so that when we were done with the last session, she struck a yoga pose. Like, I don't even know what it's called. You're leaning forward, arms out, leg up, like you're in an airplane.
Wow.
She hadn't done that in 10 years. And then she's able to walk without looking down at her feet. So those were huge for her. And she's a sharp gal. And so she's really, really doing really well.
So another great example, strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Physical illness things that are causing disruption in your body, it could work. Okay. Yeah.
And then some various just kind of interesting things that have happened. People have reported all of a sudden they start dreaming again or remembering their dreams. I've had a couple of interesting, it was men, but they both said that they experienced like a spiritual breakthrough. Mm-hmm. That something just kind of opened up for them. Often people will drive home or go home and they say, man, it's like I could see better. My vision just felt so much clearer. And I'm thinking, well, it could be their peripheral vision is what I was able to kind of open up. Mm-hmm. And what's funny too, is the posture, like with Tyler, I mentioned his posture change in his face. I've seen that. I had one boy come in. It was his second appointment. And I'm like, are you the same guy? I mean, almost didn't recognize him. Yeah. Because when I work with visual, you need your peripheral vision to see where you are in space. And there's a lot of places in your brain it's always communicating with your body to tell yourself where you are in space. And so when you all of a sudden know where you are, and you're comfortable in your body, you're able to stand up straight and look straight ahead.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
I think I saw a change in that in my husband.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't even the next day. It's when he
immediately
woke up from his nap.
Yeah. Gotta love him.
Yeah. He liked the nap part. So
yeah.
One cool story. So this was a muscle reactive. When I say muscle reactivation, basically I'm getting the brain to focus on one muscle that's been weak or damaged and I turn it on. And so that's what helps to alleviate pain, strengthen structure, and it allows you to strengthen that muscle when you exercise. One person, her voice, she hadn't been able to talk or much more than a whisper because she had had a procedure in a hospital with a tube down her throat. When they took it out, she couldn't talk. And they said, sorry, your problem. I did muscle reactivation in her throat and on her vocal cords. And right there, I kept saying, okay, now try to talk and nothing else. Then all of a sudden, she's vocalizing with her voice. She jumps up and runs outside to her husband talking. It was beautiful.
Oh my gosh. This is so fulfilling. You've got to feel amazing when you see these great
things. It is. It is very, very, very
cool. You were talking about a little boy.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
This is actually a relative of Tyler's. This
that family
boy,
must love you.
Oh, yeah.
Love
yeah,
you like I do.
We're friends. This little boy was actually kicked out of elementary school. They told his mom he can't come back because he was too disruptive, had a hard time making friends, couldn't do his work. And I said, yeah, bring him to, well, actually, I went to Spokane and worked with him there. And we did it over one weekend, got it all done. I'll skip the middle part of the story. He had started the next school year, and on his first parent-teacher conference, this is in a new school, by the way, the teacher said, yeah, he'd been kicked out, and the new school had gotten all of his records and reports. They said, the boy in this report is not the boy in school. We don't see any of this. They canceled all of his IEP, no special ed needed, no extra help needed. He was personable, making friends. When I worked with him, this little boy told me, I can't remember anything.
Wow.
And so I really focused on memory, all the different points of memory, which are all through your brain is where memory is. And so just that was like, so cool. Like, we don't know the boy in this paper. We have a new boy here.
And when I was helping in the schools when my kids were young, I remember so many kids that were so disruptive like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks it's the parents that, oh, they must be doing something or something, you know. And it's just the kid had some type of experience that caused those connections to be off. And it's not necessarily that he's a bad person. There needs to be more of you in this world. Because you're the only one in Washington trained in this that I could find. And
this is true.
Yeah, there's other states. And I know you've traveled to Spokane and Montana to do work on people and can do that because you've got connections in these places. But, oh my gosh, you're just going to be busy in the Seattle area. By the way, she's in Monroe, but it's well worth the trip and the investment. You know, these services are not covered by insurance, but worth their weight in gold.
Yeah.
Worth their weight in gold.
What I've told some people, so all four of my kids are college graduates, but I can tell you, if your child gets accepted into college and if they have a GPA that's, I think, 3.7 or above, at least in the state schools, they got an automatic scholarship, automatic $2,000 a quarter.
Wow.
Scholarship. It was, you know, just
so it pays for itself in scholarship if you get them focused when they're young and can get good grades, right?
No kidding. Or what if they are interested in sports? You know, a lot of kids are, well, college, I guess they're kids. Typically, I mean, it's stereotypically, we know that a lot of athletes struggle academically, right?
Yeah.
It's because they've got great connections with body coordination, but they've got something going on to where they can't function academically like they should. Can you imagine how that would change a life if they could keep their GPA up and to stay on the football team?
Yeah. And then what about...
Of course, I don't recommend...
Well, this brings up a point, though. I'm wondering how effective you could be with concussions.
Yeah. Because, I just don't recommend football in the first place, but if you have to get concussions, you know, come to me. Definitely.
Yeah. It would help. Not that you want to keep doing it. It's not a way to get out of having concussion after concussion because you're messing with your brain.
Yes.
But if you're somebody who's suffered the consequences from concussions, this is.
Well, that can be from a car crash or a fall or your kid hitting you on the head. Any of
what about
things.
That? Car crashes where your neck is. You know, what do they call that?
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Thank you. I knew there was a name for that.
Well, number one, you're going to need to see a chiropractor. But what I can do goes so well with chiropractic, physical therapy, any other therapy. It's if somebody had was in a crash and had whiplash, I would say, okay, come on in, just get comfortable. And I would do muscle reactivation on all of the neck muscles, the cranial muscles. I would check the bones and the skull, and they would need to be taken care of a chiropractor as well, because the chiropractor keeps the spine aligned so the signals go from the body to the brain, and then I can help your brain, you know, deal with those signals. I sprained my ankle last November, first sprain I'd ever had in my life. And I was grateful, because I've always done this little speech to people about, you know, like when you sprain your ankle and then everything swells up to protect that joint. Well, I can come in. So I got to actually live it and experience it. So after about day three, I started doing muscle reactivation and ligaments on my foot and ankle. And there's a lot of ligaments and muscles in your foot and ankle. And it healed. And very recently, I was at a different chiropractor. He was looking at my feet, and he couldn't tell that I had sprained my ankle at all. Wow. It's completely healed and strong. And often those muscles don't turn all the way back on. And that's why we tend to keep re-injuring the same place.
And then we favor that, and that affects our hips and our, everything. I mean, we're all connected, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, this is just stunning information that can be life-changing for so many listeners and families out there. Kim at A Bit Better Brain is a game changer. So another story or something, or any other thoughts you want to share in the last couple minutes we have here?
Oh, you know, I want people to know that there is always hope. That's what I tell them. There's always hope. We can try, and the brain integration will help everybody. We may not get the perfect 100% results you're hoping for, but nobody goes away without some benefit.
Like you were talking about the cerebral palsy, you're not going to heal a person from cerebral palsy, but you're going to help calm their muscles so they can get massages and get the care they need to.
Sure.
How would you say that?
Well,
in a better way.
One thing I learned from her is that cerebral palsy is extremely painful because the muscles are constantly contracting. So for her to have some neurological release or relaxation made a difference in her life, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So that was important.
What about like the autism or the Asperger's or the kids that are suffering from that?
One young man who would be, I think Asperger's, really helped him connect. They struggle in social situations. And so it was great because he kept coming back to me. He could feel the difference. And he has gone on from working in a job where it was just him to interacting with people and having a real job. And his parents were so excited for him. I think it helps them feel less stress. That's what he reported. I don't feel as anxious and fearful.
And I have a couple clients that have high anxiety. Mm-hmm. And this is a good solution for them because it will calm.
Yeah.
So can you talk about anxiety for a minute and the benefits from that? Because
anxiety stems from so many different places. Insecurity, from fears, from innately feeling like my brain isn't doing what I need it to do. Anxiety comes from not feeling comfortable in a social situation. Am I going to say the wrong thing? Maybe you have processing issues and it takes you longer. So you're always afraid of looking stupid because you're not responding immediately. So anxiety has always decreased in my clients because things that should be normal have become easy.
What about ones that are on medication for anxiety? Mm-hmm. Will it still help? And have you ever seen any clients get off medication for anxiety and be able to just function better? Or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't ever tell them what to do with their meds. I can work with them and then they'll have to work it out with their doctor. Some of them, the anxiety meds impact your neurotransmitters, which I can help balance. You have to have a doctor to kind of ease yourself off of that. But I have had somebody go off of their ADD medicine and that was pretty cool.
Awesome. So whether you're suffering from depression, anxiety, stress, just need more organization, ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, the gamut.
Muscle pain, allergies.
Kim has solutions. So I so appreciate everyone listening today. I hope that you take the time to look Kim up. A bitbetterbrain.com is where you find Kim, and she is a game changer. So a bitbetterbrain.com, and I hope that you can find some release with her. So thanks again for being here today. I'll be back at the first of next month with a new exciting guest. And this is KKNW 1150 AM.
Showing me the way. Grateful for the lessons learned.